Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus on a Tuesday morning. Recording after the 49ers' very impressive 48-27 victory in Indianapolis on Monday Night Football. I'm here with my co-host. It's the Athletic's Matt Barros. Barros, as I always do, what's your headline from this game? A lot of stuff was going on. A lot of big picture stuff. A lot of stuff happening on the field. Phillip Rivers, Brock Purdy. The 49ers have a clear road now to the number one seed. What's your headline from this?
Well, the headline is that the NFL clearly loves Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers delivered last night, especially at the start of the game. And yet Brock Purdy ends up upstaging, I was going to call Phillip Rivers the golden boy, but maybe he's the olden boy, the gray boy. And, you know, it's just another really good performance. So now two back-to-back sterling performances for Brock Purdy. You'd never know that he had a toe injury. He's heating up just at the right time. They need him to be red hot. And he was red hot back in in 22, his rookie year, he got better and better as the end of that season went on, and he helped carry them to the championship game. And of course, we all know what happened in Philadelphia. Interesting that there was a very similar play yesterday where a 49ers tight end can't handle a defensive end, and the guy hits Purdy as he's just winding up and letting go of the ball. Just a fraction of a second difference, and that's a different outcome than what happened last night. That was the one where Luke Farrell blows the block, but ends up catching the ball out of the air and actually gains a couple of yards on the play. So he somewhat redeemed himself, although that could have been just kind of shows you that at any point in the year, you could have a catastrophe. And the 49ers, I think, probably narrowly avoided one on that play. But bottom line, really good game, really sharp game for Brock Purdy. And the stats could have been even better. There were at least three drops. And I know that Troy Aikman was blaming that interception on Purdy. And the ball did sail a little bit. But, you know, it goes through a wide receiver's hands. That, to me, is a catch that the wide receiver ought to make. So
he wouldn't have blamed Phil Rivers for that one.
No, he would not have blamed. I thought it was I'm always going to be really critical of the quarterbacks thing from Aikman. If it was Collinsworth, maybe he would have critiqued the wide receiver on that one. But my point is that he had a sky-high passer rating, and it probably should have been even more gaudy after this one.
Well, career high 5 touchdown passes to 4 different receivers. Just looked in total command. And as you pointed out, you know, I wrote about Purdy being in command of this game, command of the team, the offense, and maybe the playoffs, because, again, they went out at home. They're never leaving Levi Stadium. They will not play another game that is on the road, including the Super Bowl if they get that far, which is now I have tried to avoid saying it. It's now within reason because Purdy's playing so well and they're going to depend on him. That play where late in the game that, you know, possible touchdown pass to Ton just toes down, easily could have been reviewed, but Shanahan can't review it. Let's thought his booth is not the greatest in the world right now, and I think Shanahan even made a comment about that. Like, it has not been going well on the advice on whether to replay or not, so I think he was hesitant because he doesn't feel great about that. That's not great. But Purdy didn't gesture for it. I was expecting Purdy to gesture, like, let's go, let's replay, let's look at it. He goes right to the line, calls a quick play. I'm sure it was from Shanahan, but still, he's fast to the line. You know I love fast to the line. Because that their defense is now scrambling, and they're thinking, are they going to challenge it? Are we lined up? And he was at the line. You go, I think he's going to throw a touchdown because he just seemed to know. And McCaffrey's wide open, breaking to the left. The friggin' Colts linebackers were just destroyed all game, and that's a Shanahan classic. That's a McCaffrey classic. It's obviously Purdy knew it. It's like that's a guy in control. Like, we don't have to replay that play because I know I'm going to get McCaffrey open on the other side. Too fast for the Colts defense, too fast for Shanahan. And that's a quarterback playing at a very high level mentally. And physically, it's all there, too. As you point out, the toe injury does not seem like a problem. You always know I'm going to wonder on artificial surface how your injuries are going to hold up. Obviously, he looked really good. Didn't have to run very much, but because guys were just wide open. He dropped back 3 steps, looked wide open. This is a guy that they're going to rely on. And as you mentioned, he was at a really high level as a rookie in 22, but they also had that defense. Like, they had the defense wasn't great all year, but it was great at the end for sure. They had Bosa, they had Warner. They don't have those guys. This is on Brock Purdy, and I think he's the most important player in the NFC playoffs, maybe all the playoffs. You have that guy in Buffalo who's way up there. But
guy in LA too.
But they've got a better team. I think the Rams will be a better overall team. I'm not saying the best player or the best quarterback, though we'll see. I'm saying the most important, the guy that is, if he has a bad game, they lose a playoff game. I think Stafford could have a bad game, and the Rams could win a couple just because they're so good. They're so tied together, except for our special teams, by the way. And the 49ers have this, it's Brock Purdy and special teams that's doing this, which is, again, another amazing thing. I will cop to it. I talked a lot about my winning streak, picking games, and I texted Barrows, even before the game, I wasn't ready to go public. I thought the 49ers might lose by a lot in this game. I just didn't think the run defense matched up well against Jonathan Taylor. I thought Philip Rivers was going to play fine. I did think that, and he did play fine. I thought it would keep the 49er defense off balance, and the 49er offense would be fine but not be able to put up 30, you know, maybe 24, 25, 26. And I did not see this 49er offense doing this. I just didn't see it. The Colts are not a bad defense by every statistical measure. Not a great one, but not bad, and very good against the run. And they could not stop the 49ers. Like, rare was the time the 49ers got even a third down. And then, obviously, there was a 1/4 down that they convert early on. This was just the team operating in all cylinders. Just like every time they wanted 8, 15, 10 yards, they got it. I give Shanahan full credit for that. He's obviously on another one of his late season sprees. He does this sometimes. And on Purdy being the perfect guy to channel it through. I did not see that coming. I felt pretty good on it, and I was wrong. And I will absolutely state that. But whew, when you do that, you impress me. Because I thought they were going to lose. I thought it might be by double digits. And they just come out smoking. I thought, you know, this is one where getting the ball first and scoring first might be a big deal. It meant nothing to the 49ers that the Colts scored, for, you know, go right down, score a touchdown. They come forward, they come right back. And that kickoff fumble by the Colts probably was the biggest play of the game. Is it just changed the field? It changed the rhythm. It changed the possession count. And 49ers score, boom. And that thing was, it was a, you know, a sprint from beyond that. So you do that. After, you know, beating four not great teams, Carolina's not bad, but the rest are not good teams, Cleveland, Arizona, Carolina, and the Titans. You do this one on the road, you impress me. Now, they got some tough games, short week at home against the Bears, who are pretty good. And then, obviously, the big one against the Seahawks, possibly for the one seed, whether that's Saturday or Sunday on the final weekend. But you do this against the Colts, pretty good team, with DeForest Buckner back, and you do it without Ricky Pearsall, you start to get really, really authentically in the race for home field advantage in the playoffs. And for them, that's all the way through the Super Bowl.
Yeah, without George Kittle for the fourth quarter and wasn't quite himself late in the third either. You asked me for my headlines from the game. I mean, my new headline is Tim Kawakami admits that he got
I'll do that. I'll do
That's
that.
The first
I'll
time
that.
I've ever heard that. Wow. Everybody, we should just pause here. Let's pause this.
Freeze frame. Freeze frame. You can't celebrate the being right unless you also acknowledge
there you go.
You're
there
wrong.
You go. It's that's very big of you to admit
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Special teams. It keeps delivering for this team. And it's odd because it's special teams and offense carrying the 49ers when traditionally they were, you know, winning games in spite of their special teams. And you saw that reflected in their Pro Bowlers. They had six guys voted to the Pro Bowl, which, I mean, I first read the headline from that and I thought, wow, six. I was expecting two or three. Well, you know, some of them, Luke Gifford is a special teamer. John Weeks is the long snapper. So that, and what was it? Sky Moore was an alternate. So a lot of them are special teamers. The other ones are Kyle Juszczyk, expected. George Kittle, unexpected, only because he missed so much time with that that hamstring strain. He's playing great, and I forget where he was after the fan vote. I think it was number five. So that kind of tells you that the coaches and the players lifted him into the starter spot, and it underscores the respect he has around the league. One of the better blockers, one of the better receivers, obviously. And then the others were Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. Did I get them all?
Think so. Yeah, nobody on defense and no Pinero, which he could have been, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, obviously horrible, missed that 64-yarder. Just what are you doing? Missed that 64-yarder right straight dead in the middle. You could not be more in the middle than that one, hitting like the middle of the crossbar. I was almost more impressed by that miss than I was by many of
them. Yeah. Someone said, I wrote that, you know, he missed it by 2 inches, and somebody commented, well, 2 inches, he would have just hit the beam in the middle. But if it goes through, though, it goes through.
Yep.
So,
yep. It was a great kick. First miss, was he 27 for 28 now on the season?
Yeah.
After this game, incredible. Like, he could have been a Pro Bowler. Brandon Aubrey gets it for the Cowboys. I mean, he's just an incredible kicker, so no issues there.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
They don't give poor Thomas Morstead a chance.
No, Morstead doesn't get a Pro Bowl. He's going to just be the guy on the sideline that the cameras point out doing nothing because he doesn't punt. It has him punting this month. It's incredible. 49ers.
He's a hell of a holder. He holds the ball for Pinheiro. That's not a small thing.
If John Weeks could get in there, dang it, Thomas Morstead should get in. This is an offense that is just percolating. It is just purring. And I should point out, no Brandon Ayuk, by the way. That was a story last week, and he's forgotten. No Pearsall this week. Who knows with him? You know, I'm somebody who's been hurt a lot and has an injury that seems to pop up. You know, that PCL, it hurts him. Understandable. But they're going without him. And Kendrick Bourne had some catches. And DeMarcus Robinson has the first touchdown pass. Like, this is just a team that has the right pieces, even if they're not the top pieces all the time, to just go get you, go at you. And obviously Purdy's the most essential part of it, I believe, and Christian McCaffrey's second most essential part, and you got those two guys. Now, if Kittle misses a game, that could be very interesting. We've seen the running game slow down without him. Now, it hasn't been great with him recently, but it is certainly better when he's out there. I think the Bethune thing is interesting. They're definitely not as good when he's not out there. And we'll see. It seemed to be fine, right? Would you be expecting that one to be problematic for the next few weeks?
I don't know. I mean, he's out with what they call an ankle injury, and they're not sure whether it's high ankle or low ankle, but he came back in, so I don't know. I do know that our theory or our hypothesis that these guys aren't as good when they first come back, I thought was very much the case with Bethune, especially early in the game. Was just kind of misdiagnosing things, couldn't keep up with Jonathan Taylor in coverage. But as the game went on, before he left, he started to sort of get back into the flow of things. So I think that that holds true. And then, of course, when he left, it wasn't Curtis Robinson who came in at middle linebacker. Curtis Robinson was a healthy scratch for the game. It was Eric Kendricks. And he didn't play all that great either, which you understand. He hasn't played, he's gone longer than anybody else. Not quite as long as Phillip Rivers, but he's gone quite a while since he's played. He needs to get back into the swing of things. In a way, this game was good because you won handily and you were able to get some of these guys up and running again so that theoretically when you play the Bears and you play the Seahawks, most importantly, they're more at full speed. So I thought that dynamic was in play. Defensively, I'm trying to think of the guys who stood out. Poor Diamador Lenore, I thought that he had an outside shot for the Pro Bowl as well. But opponents just don't throw at him anymore. So he's sort of like, remember Jimmy Johnson? I don't, but you're a lot older than me.
Wow, so Jimmy Johnson.
In the 60s and 70s, Jimmy Johnson just passed away, and he was known as the loneliest cornerback because no one would ever throw in his direction. So he didn't make any highlight reels and this, that, and the other. And I was talking to Diamador Lenore about that the other day, is that it's hard for him to accumulate stats and interceptions and the things that get you into the Pro Bowl when no one is throwing in your direction. So I think that he played well. I think that Upton Stout, I know that he gets a lot of criticism for the completions that he allows. That's the position. I mean, slot cornerback, nickel cornerback is a very, very difficult spot. You're not going to have a 100% PBU rate playing it. Where he is good is that he's just so pugnacious, so feisty, always sort of has a hand in the guy's face, is always kind of prying at the football. I thought that he had a good game. The Winters obviously had a good game with a pick six. Here's an interesting stat. I've been talking about this all year, is that, I go into next gen stats after the game and I look for the fastest ball carrier. And the 49ers are the one team that hasn't had a single ball carrier even surpass 20 miles an hour, which is not a huge number. Like, Jonathan Taylor sometimes gets up to 22, 23. Well, the 49ers finally have that player, and it's not an offensive player. It's D. Winters reached 20 point something mile per hour on his interception return. So finally, they've got somebody in that category. Although it's not an offensive player, but we should talk about Christian McCaffrey because this was a good game for him. He averaged 5.6 yards a carry. He was somebody who was averaging just 3.5. I think that kind of shows, given what you just said about the Colts being a good run defense, and the 49ers got that going very much so in this game. He had his longest carry of the year. And like I said, that average is looking high for really the first time this season.
Yeah. Is he on 1,000 pace on, he's over 1,000 rushing. I know he needs to average a little bit more than he's been doing receiving. He got only 29 yards. So,
yeah, I think he's
1,000 receiving because he needs to average like 60 a game.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah. Now, like the George Kittle injury could play a role in this as well, because If you're without Pearsall and you're without Kittle for this next game, then the 49ers sort of revert to early season 49ers. And early season 49ers fed the ball to McCaffrey through the air, more so than the running game. So that would be interesting. But, you know, if I had to guess right now, I'd say he falls short of it. Because
it's going to be tough. It's tough. And he just gets banged up a little bit. McCaffrey's going to slap me for not slap me, but not be happy for me saying that. But it's not going to, you know, he's going to need to put up like an 80 yard receiving game. He needs something like that. And he hasn't done that in a while. He's obviously running great. That was a really, really good Christian McCaffrey game. As you said, two touchdowns, just look like he was going to get open every single time. Like if they wanted to throw it to Christian McCaffrey, that's what they could do. Not, they didn't do it a ton, but they could do it. I wanted to mention a couple things. The two rookie defensive tackles, Barrow, since Rizzi didn't mention that. First sacks for both of them. C.J. West with just a power blow. So he had not hit the quarterback yet this year before getting a sack. Big sack. Any negative play in this game was big because the offenses were going up and down the field so much. If you could put him back and make him punt, was huge. And Alfred Collins with a sack, his first sack. And just a very athletic, and as he can be, he's a very tall, athletic defensive tackle. That's good signs for the 49ers. They need those guys to put, you know, some, you know, pressure on the quarterback up the middle, kind of, you know, creates action for the outside guys. They're not getting a lot of stuff from the outside guys, but they just need something to push the pocket. Those were two big plays. And I was going to say D winners because I don't know if he played a great game. I think he played fine. You see 53 chasing the ball a lot and not, you know, taking bad angles. And that pick is, they're going to need stuff like that too, because the defense isn't going to stop these great offenses when they go up against them. They're going to need to be opportunistic. And if there's a flutter ball in the middle, not bobble it or not be looking at the receiver, go grab the ball and go run it in. Those are plays that change big games. Those are plays that can win big games, and winners is somebody who can do it. He's their best player, maybe the most talented player other than Lenore, probably on defense. Certainly, he's probably their best front seven guy. We definitely have seen Bryce Huff, the decline, and he's probably wearing down. I saw him in coverage a couple times last night, which was interesting. Maybe try to throw some curveballs at Phillip Rivers, who did not seem to be having much issues reading that. Until later in the game. And, you know, that's going to happen against a 44-year-old quarterback, you would hope. But those are positive signs for the 49ers, even though we know the defense is vulnerable, gave up a lot of yards last night. But they played the run great, and that's what I didn't think they were going to do very well, because we've seen them get really beaten on the ground, including against the Titans, including against some teams, you know, the Browns, like these non-powerhouse offenses. The Colts have a great running game. They have a great running back, and he just couldn't get going. I think under 3 yards to carry, just never felt like he was going to break one. Now, on the passing game, he had a couple big plays, but not in the running game. And that is humongous in this. You know, that's part of the thing that's felt out of character for this winning team. The 49ers have been outrushed, and that's not a Shanahan thing at all in any way. And to be 10-4, 11-4, and be getting outrushed is bizarre. And now, maybe that's getting put back on track. They're going to be a little better against run, maybe, and they're going to run the ball better. These are all huge things for a team that's trying to put it together for two home games to get to the number one seed. Bears, I'm almost thinking this is going to happen, and I was not thinking that at all. I'm not going to predict anything.
Oh, you're not on a roll anymore, though. So I think 49ers fans should be very, very
careful.
I'm
not saying anything till we do the later week show, if we're going to do one. Right? I don't know if we're going to do one when Christmas coming. But they're at home. You know, this is almost like you should do it. Win two games. Neither one of them is going to be easy. If you're playing like this, you got a shot at it. Again, it's not a disaster if you lose any of these games. Certainly wouldn't have been a disaster if they lost last night. But it's right in front of you. I just thought it was interesting the way Shanahan was saying, you know, he talked to the team after the Lions loss, put the 49ers in the playoffs Saturday, whatever day it was now. I can't even remember. And he just said, congratulate them. And he was happy because they had a meeting in the early in the off season with the veterans. He's talked about this a little bit, but not to this detail, where he said, you know, we can't just be thinking Super Bowl or bust. It can't be saying it. It's just be as good as we can be and maybe get there, but don't just say it. Don't just think it, because certainly the implication is they did it last year. And once guys got hurt, it just collapsed. And once things didn't go well and it wasn't, oh, we're the Super Bowl favorites, things just weren't right. And he didn't want that. And guess what happens? They lose Bosa and Warner, even worse than last year. And they keep plugging away. And I think he's really proud of that. He's really proud of the guys he's got. They didn't have Ayuk at all. Ayuk decided not to play for them, essentially, I think is the message. And there are, like, McCaffrey, I guess, told the crew, like, you know, the guys who are fighting for here. I think there might be some implication there about people who didn't decide to play this year. This is a tough team. It's not like the teams the past few years, which were tough, but were loaded with talent. We're winning games. This team is winning some games with scrappiness. And I think Shanahan feels really good about that. It almost happened by accident because they didn't make the big trade at the deadline. They didn't, you know, they gutted the roster of older veterans and they're still here. And I think Shanahan is really liking that.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list.
Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What they did, their actions, followed what, you know, Shanahan told those veterans, which is basically, you know, we're probably not a Super Bowl team this year. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to conduct business like we think we're a Super Bowl team. And yet, here we are in this this postseason is shaping up where the theme is going to be any one of these teams that gets into the playoffs can win the Super Bowl. And the 49ers are at home, and you know, we've been talking about this all podcast. They've got a great shot. They've got a great shot at the number one seed. And if you've got a great shot at the number one seed, you have a great shot of going to the big game. And lo and behold, you're not going to face Patrick Mahomes this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could take that two ways. I sort of take it like we did back in early November. It was like, okay, why aren't you trying harder to fix your glaring weakness, which is your pass rush? And you just talked about it. They had two sacks. They both came from up the middle. They haven't been getting sacks at all from the defensive ends at all. You know, the mitigating factor last night was that the Colts were just, messed up, injured on the offensive line. They lost, you know, a center who was already a substitute. I don't think it's any coincidence that that's where the pressure was coming from. And then Philip Rivers being 44 years old, that's where he shows his age. He cannot sidestep, a rookie defensive tackle. Whereas I think just about every other quarterback in the league would be able to wriggle free of that. So, and that speaks to Jonathan Taylor's output as well. They're going to be going in with this flaw, and I just think that there has to be some regret in the building that, oh man, maybe we should have tried a little bit harder for that Miami defensive end, or maybe we should have tried a little bit harder for somebody else, because that's one position that's not going to get better. Like, they could get Fred Warner back at some point in the playoffs. And that would be a huge lift for this team. But defensive end, you got what you have right now. I mean, they didn't make any attempt to get Matthew Judon when he became available last week. And the Bills snapped him up. Bills going to the playoffs, they're like, oh, maybe we should bulk up this defensive end position. The 49ers have remained consistent with, you know, just very kind of light additions there. So I just wonder at the end of the day, you know, if at some point in January or maybe February, it's clear how the 49ers lost their final game. And if it's, you know, another game where they had no sacks, no pressure on the quarterback. Yeah. I think you go back during your, postmortem and, you point to mid-season trade deadline, and they basically, you know, stood still at that point.
You know what the answer to everything was? Yetur Gross-Matos. Come on now. Yetur Gross-Matos is going to just change everything. I'm just joking. He's a fine player. He was back. But this is – they count on these injured players. They just do, the ones they really like.
Well, they're paying Gross-Matos a ton of money.
Yeah, and he's going to be back. We just know he's going to be back, and maybe he's going to be back, and maybe he's not. And Keon White's not bad. Yeah, he's not a bad player. He's not going to get to the quarterback three times in a game, but he's not terrible. I think Bryce Huff has hit a wall, which again, I don't blame him for. He didn't come here to be playing 40 snaps a game. It was 25, which is, I think, what he was last night. It's about right for him. But that was planned for with Bosa on the other side. I Good point. Absolutely. I also think they're 11-4 and going to go to hell, Barrows, you little cynical bastard. You know, they're 11-4. They got what they got. They have not given up any more picks from what they've already given up, which they did for Sky Moore. They did for Brian Robinson Jr. And I just don't think they're interested in giving up a 3 or a 2 this year. And that's what it was going to take to get, you know, Jalen Phillips. You know, probably was going to take a 2. So I get what you're saying. You're right. I'm probably gonna say some of the same things, but it's almost like this. We're just this gutty group of guys, and we're not gonna load up with stars. Almost is fueling them. It's almost like, look at us. Like it's hard for Trent Williams going to go to the Hall of Fame, George Kittle going to go to the Hall of Fame, Christian McCaffrey going to go to the Hall of Fame, to just be going, oh yeah, us plucky underdogs. It's hard for those guys with all those Pro Bowls and all the accolades. They can think, oh, yeah, you know, we're the ones that no one picks, but they could for most of this year. So I'm not saying that's why you don't trade for somebody, but I'm saying just the whole idea of it, the calm, like we're not panicking if we can't get all the way. Some things I see with the Warrior fan base and even inside the Warriors, like we're not the title favorite, so just screw everything. Oh, my God, it's all a failure. They didn't do that, and maybe that's led into this. And I also thought you brought up before we started recording, Shanahan made an interesting point about the game he thought was their best game overall. And maybe not the turning point, because it's 2 weeks after they beat the Rams. That Thursday night game is the one that will always be remembered, I think, for this season, for just putting him in this place. But what was the game that Shanahan said he thought was
their best? Against the Falcons, yeah.
And I kind of agree with him. I mean, the Falcons were playing well at the time. Bijan Robinson, you know, they had some good games. They had some bad ones too. But I also think Raheem Morris is a coach. Obviously, Shanahan likes and respects. You know, they have explosive players other than Bijan Robinson. They've got, you know, Drake London and all the rest. And the 49ers just stuffed them. They said, forget it. You're not doing this. And I think that was – I don't know if it's a turning point, but I hear what Shanahan is saying, that game meant something. Would you agree with that being a very meaningful point in the season?
Yes, for sure. I mean, you could feel the electricity in the building, and it came 1 week after the 49ers lost Fred Warner for the rest of the regular season. I'm not going to say for the rest of the full season. And so, you know, the 49ers, to your point, were at this kind of wobbly stage. They didn't play well after Fred Warner left in Tampa.
Lost the game,
didn't play well, communication was bad. All that you could easily point to, oh, once they lost Fred Warner, they started to give up these big plays because they weren't, you know, they weren't quite sure of the defense, the coverage, et cetera, et cetera. And so it was a huge question mark. And then you had Bijan Robinson coming on a primetime game, and Bijan Robinson was going to feast on this defense that no longer had Bosa, that no longer had Fred Warner. And he didn't. The defense stepped up, and he was held to 40 yards. And last night, Jonathan Taylor was held to 46 yards. So there's some real kind of symmetry there. But it reassured the 49ers that, you know what, we could still win games even without our stars, because we just did it against a really terrific running offense in the Atlanta Falcons. So, and I do get what you're saying, is that that's what their personality has been built on this year. And so if you do make a big splashy trade for the Trey Hendrickson or somebody big name at the trade deadline, it does kind of upset the chemistry a little bit. Upset the personality that you've built a little bit. Everybody likes being kind of overlooked and considered the underdog. That's what puts the chip on your shoulder. Brock Purdy is going to have a career-long chip because he's not 6'4 and doesn't have a cannon for an arm, and because he was the very last guy picked in the draft. That's what fuels these guys. It's interesting. It'll be very interesting when the season is over to kind of look at that, because it has become their personality. And you say for better or for worse, it's been for better for this team, for sure. I remember, you know, back in the 1980s, I'm growing up in Virginia, and UVA has Ralph Sampson on his team, one of the best player of his generation. And they go, they do a little bit of damage in the NCAA tournament. And then he goes into the draft, and he's drafted by who? The Rockets, was it?
Rockets, yep, with a key.
Rockets. And then the very next year, this Ralph Sampson-less UVA basketball team makes it all the way to the Final Four. They're not as talented, but it's just a different dynamic. And sometimes you see that happen. You lose the star, and everybody else gets a little bit better, a little bit grittier, and you go farther.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, you can't do this every year, and you can't, you know, at some point you'd have to say, like, you know, Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle are incredible players, and Brock Purdy's on his way to being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But for right now, I think especially in the wake of Ayuk, in the wake of just, you know, losing all the veterans in the offseason, it's not a bad mentality, especially after it broke last year. Just things just fell apart last year when guys got hurt. I also want to point out that, like, we talked about these two huge wins at the Rams and at home against the Falcons, just because what they meant mentally. That was Mac Jones, quarterback. So I am saying all these positive things about Brock Purdy and how important he is. Again, the most important quarterback in the NFC playoffs. I just don't think there's a question. Not the best, but the most important. But without Mac Jones, they're not here. And huge credit to Mac Jones, to the 49ers personnel people, to this offense, to Christian McCaffrey, who was really dang good for all those games. But that's how this is happening. It's happening kind of, you know, scotch taped together a little bit. And that makes this a very different kind of 49ers season and very enjoyable, I think, for fans to kind of go through this, to feel underappreciated, to feel like this is an overachieving team. And you maybe couldn't say that for a while. And I think Shanahan's coached his ass off. I mean, I don't, this coach of the year talk, who knows, you know, Vrabel and a lot of other guys, Liam Cohen, but Shanahan's got to be in that discussion. He has done this very confidently. He's done it with different kinds of players. He's done it kind of changing up the way he's approaching this. And look at where they are, two wins away from the number one seed. And we do know when they've gotten the number one seed, they've gone to the Super Bowl. That's happened twice, 19 and 23, and they've been the Super Bowl both years. Not predicting that at this point, but this is what this team has done. So might be in for a run, might not be getting on a plane, Barros. That's, I don't mind that part of it.
I don't mind that part at all. And then they're not playing on turf. They're not practicing on some makeshift
UNLV. They might just fly to UNLV and practice just to get that good feeling back.
Here's the question. I don't know who's the home team this year in the Super Bowl, but if the 49ers aren't the home team, do they have to pack up their locker and move to the visiting side of the stadium? Yeah,
Oh, good question. I don't, you know, very possible. I think there's been some concessions to that, like when the Rams played at SoFi or Tampa played.
Yeah.
Okay.
Visiting locker room is a nice locker room.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to be crazy.
It's not like it's.
They can't practice. They can't practice at Levi's. That we know, because that's security'd off. You are not allowed, and it's a bit of an advantage. So they would have to practice it. I think at Stanford is where the NFC teams are practicing. But Jesus Christ, Barros, we're talking about logistics for the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're getting way too far ahead. Let me ask you this question.
Curious on that one.
Do you think that the whole Brandon Ayuk saga, as sort of, I don't want to say dirty, but, you know, baffling as it's been, has sort of meshed with this personality that they've developed? That's part of, you know, you hear them saying things. It's not quite as overt as this, but it's that, you know, we're going to win with the guys that are here.
Yes.
The guys that are showing up. And you know, that's what we have to do. But it seems like that mentality is feeding into what this 49ers personality has become this year.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second,
If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Chronic spontaneous urticaria, or chronic hives with no known cause. It's so unpredictable. It's like playing pinball. Itchy red bumps start on my arm, then my back. Sometimes my legs. Hives come out of nowhere. And it comes and goes. But I just found out about a treatment option at treatmyhives.com. Take that, chronic hives. Learn more at treatmyhives.com.
Deck your home with blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Head to blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far with that because we know Ayuk was a pretty popular guy in there and a good guy for most of the time, who did all the physical things, who did the blocking, the things that they love. But especially in that corner of the locker room, Barros, you know the corner I'm talking about.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, Kittle, Pearsall, Purdy. Those guys are simpatico, man. I mean, they are a group. Put Trent in there, different part of the locker room, but if you're talking about kind of the chemistry of the team, the leaders of this team, especially with Fred out, and he's another side of the locker too, that corner has become, I think, just the heart of this team. And that corner, in my opinion, I'm trying not to put words in mouth, although McCaffrey kind of said it, I guess, to Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. They're going on with the people who want to be there. Like, they're fighting for the people who are fighting with them. That is an implicit reference to Brandon Ayuk, a really good player that they all wanted to be on the team this year, deciding he doesn't want to be on the team. And posting video, you see the video of him driving past Levi Stadium. Yeah. You know, like, that's him. In their minds, I can see, I'm trying to interpret. It's like, he's kissing them off. I'm like, okay, I can see where the motivation, and if you're such a great player as Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brock Purdy, like these guys, Trent Williams, and I don't think they'll say it, and I don't think it's personal, maybe. It's more like, he doesn't want to be part of this. He doesn't want to be part of something good here. I would add another thing, and being paid an incredible amount of money to do it, that's the baffling part of me. You're throwing away the money when you could have kept the money if you just wanted to be still part of the team. It's just bizarre to me, and good luck on him trying to get that money back from some other team on a new deal. Yeah, I do think there's something to it. Now, you got to play well. You can say all these things or feel all these things and be crappy, but they've managed to win through all this. Yes, I do think there's something to it. Like, you know, we saw the fire in them. It didn't really help them. You know, the whole Devondre Campbell thing last year, like that was the most fired up they were all year when he quit on them or decided that he didn't want to play. Brandon Ayuk's a way better player, way more, you know, belts on the wall, has done things alongside them. And for him not to want to be part of this or whatever happened there, to walk away from $30 million a year is what we're saying here, I do think can be galvanizing in some way. Now, they get beat to hell by some other team, and no one's going to be saying that, but I don't think you're wrong. And I especially think that that's become a really – it's always been an important part of that locker room, because it's McCaffrey and Kittle right there. But you add Pearsall there, and you have Purdy extended over on the other corner, caddy corner basically to them. I just think that is just the energy driving this thing, and probably an energy that is – decided that, hell, you know, we're going to play for the people who are with us and the people who are choosing to be with us, not the people who've left.
That's the John Weeks and Sky Moore corner, too.
Thomas Moore. Well, yeah, no, you're right.
He's there, too. He didn't make it, but that's not Thomas Morstead's fault.
And Panero's over that direction, right? Like, these are, like, there's that. We all know, I mean, you have to be in there, but that's a very lively, interesting group. And it's been very chatty and I haven't been there a lot, but when I've been there, I've been chatting with some people, and there's a vibe, and it's off of each other. It's like Pearsall when he's talking about coming back from the injury, saying that, you know, the things that McCaffrey and Kittle have talked to him about, because they're right there. They're literally right there. And Purdy is just in the other corner. Now he's over there. He's got some other guys with him. His guy was Dre Greenlaw last year, right? That was
And
that's changed. And Bosa's over that direction. So it's a little bit separate, but I just think those guys, they all walk by Purdy's locker when they're going, you know, back and forth. It's right. There's a, you know, those are offices back there. I think that's where Shanahan and the coach's offices are. And it's like, they're always walking by Purdy's locker. And those guys are right there. So I just think there's an interesting, hell, I might have to write a column about that at some point now that I'm talking my way in.
All right. Well, you should go back and read. I followed Pearsall around for a practice in training camp, and the story didn't do very well, but it should have. And it was interesting to see who he cozied up with, you know, during down parts of the practice. And the guy that he was next to the most is George Kittle.
Yep.
And he's really kind of asking him questions all the time. Everybody loves Ricky Pearsall. They love, love, love him. And for obvious reasons, you know, one is what he went through as a rookie, and two is he just got a lovely personality, which makes me think what's going to happen when his contract comes up and the 49ers go kind of full carpet bombing on him. What's his reaction going to be like? But point is that he's well-liked and they like being around him. And part of it is because he is always kind of asking them their advice. What did you do on this play? How do you recover from this injury? And somebody like McCaffrey is like full of answers to that. Yep. Because, you know, he's such a kind of got a mathematical brain and he works through everything and everything is scientific and all that stuff. So Pearsall is A, learning quite a bit, and B, he's gaining the affection of all of these guys. So I think you're right. There's that really is sort of the magic part of the locker room. The other corner opposite that used to be Debo and Ayuk.
Yep.
And Jennings is down there, and Kyle Juszczyk is down there. Yep. And Juszczyk is really part of the other kind of, like I said, the scientific mind group. But it's a different dynamic, certainly when we're in there. That other corner wasn't great for interviews usually.
No, but a very popular part of the, you know, that's a very popular part of the locker room. Often shooting basketballs, often
yes.
Everyone's getting together. It's right where we come in, too. It's where we come in right there. So we're always kind of walking past that group. So interesting kind of divvying up of a locker room. We don't always know. We don't always get what that means. It's not like, remember the first year of Levi's where the old guys were still in the old locker area?
Yeah,
the Bartolo Center. And like, I think Anquan Boldin or whatever. And then all the new guys are in the new locker. It was hilarious. Like, you guys actually have two different lockers that people, it's amazing. What's going on? And Harbaugh was kind of partial to the old locker room guys. And it was hilarious.
Yeah. And then Tom Sula had his office, like his main office was just adjacent to the locker room. Cause he was going to be the man of the people head coach. And he's going to be the one that kind of unites the locker rooms.
He did. I think he did. It's fully united. Jim Tom Sula. That's why he's won all the Super Bowls. All right, everybody. We went a little long there, but plenty to talk about. We may or may not have a show later this week. I'm thinking probably not, but we'll see. We'll see what kind of energy we all have after Christmas. It will not be on Wednesday or Thursday, but possibly on Friday. We shall see. All right, Barros. Good job. You're underappreciated, underdrafted. We know that you still have the chip on your shoulder, but you're showing up every day for us. You haven't quit. I appreciate that.
Mr. Relevant. That's what I call myself.
You are. He's the one who sends. I send him the time every morning. How about this time? He sends me. I've never seen this. Declined. It's like, what? It's like, what? He's declined or disliked.
I gave him the thumbs down.
It's like, what the hell? So you give me a time or something? It's like, no, I'm just not doing it. hit the wrong.
My alarm did not go off this morning. So I woke up in the 8 o'clock hour, which I never do. And I saw your text about going at 10. I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to need the wake up time. And I went to, and I'm blind in the morning and I don't have my glasses. And I went to give the thumbs up and I accidentally gave
Had that before. It's like, I don't even know.
And then I get all these missives from Tim. It's like, why can't you do 10? Then what time do you want?
No, I just said, what time do you want? And he goes, 9 or 10. I go, why did you say no to 10 then? Like, what are you doing to me? Jesus Christ. I feel like Shanahan with a poor attitude player. Like, what are you doing to me here? This is what we're doing. All right, everybody. The little secrets of the show here with ornery Matt Barros in the morning. That's the show for today, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.